Bikescapers, welcome to Bikescape. It's another Bikescape. Oh, it's been a long week. A lot of work, a lot of stuff happening. I want to start out with a big shout out to Bike Talk. Bike Talk, the podcast, and it's an actual radio show out there in Davis, California. They broadcast on K-Dirt, K-D-R-T, in Davis, California, which is a great bike town, by the way. Scott Allenbach is usually the host on that show, and he went out and rebroadcast one of our shows, one of the Bikescape shows on the most recent podcast and radio show. So thanks, I appreciate that. So we're famous in Davis, and so that happened, and so thank you very much, Scott. I hope everybody go check out his podcast. I'll link to his podcast on bikescape.blogspot.com. Let's see, Wednesday, you may know that I work in Berkeley. I work at a great print shop, by the way. It's called Inkworks Press, and for all your printing needs, inkworkspress.org. Yes, we're a .org company. We're a collective of printers. We've been around since 1974. Anyway, there's a plug. We could use the business, let me tell you. So, and we do good work. So usually I take a left out of work here out in West Berkeley and head over to BART and go one stop on BART, and then I ride the rest of the way home to San Francisco. The BART takes me under the bay and come up under the bay and go 5 miles to my house in San Francisco. And Wednesday, a meeting got canceled, and I found myself free at 2:30, and I thought, I'm not going to take a left, I'm going to take a right, I'm going to take the scenic route. So I rode up to El Cerrito del Norte, BART station, and I got on the bus, the Golden Gate Transit bus that comes across to the East Bay here. I'd tell you the number, but look in the show notes, I'll put it there. I'll put the schedule too on there, and you can, for $3.25, it took me across the bridge, which is closed to bicycles, boo, and dropped me off in front of San Quentin Prison. And I was able to ride through just paradise. I felt all of a sudden, I had worked 8 hours. I got off at 2:30. You can do the math what time I got in the morning. And all of a sudden, it was Saturday for me on a Wednesday. And I was riding through Marin on Paradise Drive and went off on some of the bike paths that are separated from the road. And Mount Tamalpais rising in the distance, beautiful bike routes through Marin, and then took another route that goes through the swamps and mountains on one side, bay on the other side. Went through Sausalito, San Anselmo. I was home by 6 o'clock, 2.5 hour ride. I probably did about 30 miles, which is a lot on a fixed gear, but it was really nice. And the reason I mention it, well, first of all, I'd like you all to try it if you live in the Bay Area, or if you're visiting, you can rent your bike at places like Blazing Saddles. I saw a whole hell of a lot of bikes with the Blazing Saddle handlebar bag on the front. So there were a lot of people riding around on these treks, having a great time taking in the Marin paradise. The reason I mention it is because Marin County just got a huge windfall, $25 million, to raise money for bicycle and pedestrian improvements. And what's happening is, it's a pilot program, and now they have to come up with a way to spend it, and in such a way that it'll be effective and useful. So Without further ado, I want to go to an interview I did with Deb Hubsmith of the Marin County Bicycle Coalition. She was gracious enough to speak with Bikescape, and we told me what's going on and what the plans are and how it's going to be. So here's Deb. Okay, we're here with Deb Hubsmith from the Marin County Bicycle Coalition. Deb, what do you do over there? What's your position?
Well, I'm currently working as the advocacy director for the Marin County Bicycle Coalition, and I work on implementing Marin County's Bicycle and Pedestrian Master Plan, setting the vision for creating a separated pathway parallel to Highway 101 along the old railroad right-of-way. We work with public works directors to make sure that every road project that's getting constructed includes the needs of bicyclists and pedestrians, and we're working with groups at the regional level, like the Bay Area Bike Coalition, at the state level, like the California Bike Coalition, and at the national level with groups like America Bike and Bikes Belong.
Uh-huh. Well, it looks like you just got a big windfall. Was that a big surprise?
Well, it wasn't really a surprise because we had proposed the idea of the non-motorized transportation pilot program. Of course, it's always somewhat of a surprise when you see what happens with the legislation at the end, because anything can happen in the final days of congressional dealings and conference committee. But the idea for the pilot programs came out of European models, and one of my colleagues, Patrick Seidler, who is the owner of Wilderness Trail Bikes and the president of that company, who also has a nonprofit, Transportation Alternatives for Marin, has been studying international models. In the Netherlands, people who have been over there know that about 40% of the trips there in many of their cities are made by people on bike, as compared to the United States, where it's about 1%. In San Francisco and Marin County, it's more like 2%. But clearly, when you look at 40% in the Netherlands biking, you got to wonder, what are we doing over here, and how can we be more like them? Well, it turns out that in the 1980s, the city of Delft in the Netherlands was chosen as a pilot program, and they provided funding from the national level to build out a network of bicycle and pedestrian pathways and on-street facilities, and then to measure the changes. They were doing this because there was starting to be a big decline in the amount of people cycling there, and they wanted to keep those numbers up and also expand them. Well, the results were so successful that it helped to change national policies in the Netherlands, and they provide a substantial amount of money for bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure as a result. This pilot program was replicated in Germany, in Denmark, in the United Kingdom, and in Japan. We're seeing countries all around showing into communities how you can get more people actively transporting themselves by creating a network. So we proposed this idea to Congressman James Oberstar from Minnesota, who's the highest-ranking Democrat on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. And he liked the idea, and we've been working with him since the year 2000. We got it in the legislation, and we're honored to be selected. And now the pressure's on us to make it work.
So you're going to have actually four different plans from four different cities. Four different cities in the United States are getting splitting $100 million. Is that correct?
That's right. The program is called the Non-Motorized Transportation Pilot Program, and it comes out of the Title I highway section of the federal aid program for the transportation bill. It's new. It's a new program in the environmental category, and each of the four communities, which are Marin County, California, Sheboygan County, Wisconsin, Columbia, Missouri, and Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota, get $25 million apiece. And the goal, and I'm going to read from the legislation, is the purpose of the program shall be to demonstrate the extent to which bicycling and walking can carry a significant portion of the transportation load and represent a major portion of the transportation solution within selected communities. So that's what we're working to do. We're working to shift auto trips to be bicycle and pedestrian trips. And what we're going to be able to show then, for the first time ever for the United States, is that the bicycle is the most cost-effective mode of transportation on the planet, and that we can get more people out of their cars, so we can save energy, we can improve our air quality, we can reduce the demand for foreign oil by having the federal government direct more money toward building the safe bicycle facilities that we need in cities everywhere in the United States.
How much would you say is the percentage of the normal amount of money that goes to subsidize this kind of thing as opposed to automobile and transportation subsidies?
Well, the League of American Bicyclists and America Bikes put together some statistics, and they're estimating that about $3 billion out of the $286.4 billion federal transportation bill is going to go to walking and biking. And so we're getting about 1% of the federal funds right now, which is actually a doubling over the 0.5% which we got during the T21 renewal in 1998. So we're making some progress, but when this is walking and biking combined, and in the San Francisco Bay Area, walking and biking represents 11% of all transportation trips. So when you combine that, you think, why are we still only getting 1%? We need to prove to the federal government that this is going to get people out of their cars and be cost effective.
So now the thing to do is to come up with a plan. Has that begun, and who's going to make the plan?
Well, we have bicycle and pedestrian master plans in Marin County for the county of Marin and for each of our 11 cities. And the total cost for all of those plans is about $100 million. What needs to happen now is the county of Marin is going to be administering the funds for the pilot program, and there's going to be a process that involves the whole community and an advisory committee to really take a look at everything that's out there that we want to build in Marin and see where we need to put this $25 million. Fortunately, we've been working with the Bike Coalition and other groups over the last couple of years to try to find other sources of funding also for bicycle and pedestrian projects. Every time there's a big transportation project that relates to anything from the highway to the rail to the transportation sales tax, we go to the meetings and we're at the table making sure that bicycling and walking are getting their fair cut of the pie. So we've got another $15.5 million from Regional Measure 2 that's going toward the North-South Greenway, specifically to open the Cal Park Hill Tunnel, which is going to connect the Larkspur Landing, which is near the ferry terminal, with downtown San Rafael, and also funding to build a new bicycle and pedestrian bridge that's going to go over Corte Madera Creek and East Sir Francis Drake Boulevard, where the old railroad trestle is right now. So that's the money that we have lined up. We have about another $10 million lined up from other local and state and regional sources for money that's in the planning process to get things on the ground within the next couple of years. And then we just passed Marin's Transportation Sales Tax Measure A back in November of 2004. That was a seven-year process that we were involved with, and we got a lot of money in there for bicycling and walking. 11% of those funds is going to go to Safe Routes to Schools, and some of that goes to education and crossing guards, but about $12 million of it goes to actually build bikeways and sidewalks to connect to schools. We also got in Measure A some money to build part of the North-South Greenway, which is that route that's going to go along the railroad right-of-way, parallel to 101, to connect downtown San Rafael up with the northern areas of San Rafael and Terra Linda. So adding all that together, there's about $60 million to spend on bicycling and walking in Marin over the next 5 years. So what we're pitching to the Marin County Supervisors to do with this plan is to really take a look at what we have, what we need to get to, and how do we get to full build-out of the plan system in the next 10 years. We want to really show how do we get from where we are now to the full thing and make it happen.
So when do you think we'll start seeing some results from all of this?
Well, we're hoping to see some results really soon. It's a priority for the Marin County Bicycle Coalition that we get some of this money on the ground where the rubber meets the road right away. One of the things that we're proposing that the county do is take a look at all the streets that have the width to be able to accommodate bike lanes and go out there and reconfigure the lanes and the stripes in order to make that happen. We also see that that is something that could be done within the first year of the program. We could also get bike racks in key locations everywhere within the first year of the program. I think it's going to be a combination of getting things done quickly and also our long-term plans for opening up the tunnels. Because when you ask people why they don't ride, a lot of times it's because it's too steep for them to go over a hill and they're afraid of being hit by a car. And we definitely are working on implementing bike lanes and on-street facilities, but we also are working on building this separated network, the North-South Greenway and the East-West Greenway, along the old railroad right-of-ways, because 80% of the population in Marin lives within 2 miles of Highway 101. And if we can build this pathway that's going to be separated from cars, that's going to access the transit hubs and downtown areas and schools and shopping centers, we're going to be able to provide a way for grandmothers and grandfathers to get out there on the path on their bikes, as well as, 6-year-old kids. we want to make it safe and attractive for everyone to be able to choose an active lifestyle for transportation.
Oh, that's great. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I would just say that we are really looking for this to become something that's going to benefit everybody, not only here in Marin, but throughout the entire San Francisco Bay Area and throughout the entire United States. You know, back in the year 2000, when we were first proposing this idea to Congressman Oberstar, we proposed the pilot program idea, and we also proposed the idea of safe routes to schools. And Marin was selected as a pilot program for safe routes to schools in the year 2000. We received $50,000 to start a program back then that was in 9 schools. Well, that program has grown to 40 schools in Marin County right now, and it's been so successful that the statistics that have come out of our program help to propel the federal government in the recent transportation bill to just create a new $612 million Safe Routes to Schools program so that funds for this can go everywhere throughout the United States. So the bottom line is pilot programs work, and we want to make this work for the entire nation. This is going to be something that's extremely important as gas prices are going up and more people are looking for alternatives. And so when we can make this work, the Bay Area can show the world how we can make bicycling a central part of our lifestyles again.
Well, that's great. Hey, thanks a lot, Deb.
All right. Thank you, John.
Do you mind if we call you again sometime?
Oh, absolutely. Always love to talk with you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Take care and keep riding.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
So, Deb Hubsmith, Advocacy Director of the Marin County Bicycle Coalition. I should add also, she's the founding executive director of the Marin County Bicycle Coalition, and she's also the program coordinator, I believe, is the title, for the Safe Routes to School Partnership. I hope I didn't mangle that too badly. But Safe Routes to School is an organization that's trying to make it safe to, so you can walk to school. I don't know what the schools in your neighborhood are like, but here there's a traffic jam. The school buses are pretty much gone here in San Francisco. Kids who are too young to take the city buses, they get the parents drive them in the city, and there's really no excuse for it. The people have set up their lives in such a way that they have to get to work, and they have to get their kids to school and on the way to work, and they just don't consider taking the bus or popping their kids on a bike. Anyway, and it's very dangerous outside the schools because all the kids are coming to school in cars. So that's Deb Hubsmith. Let's put some tunes on here. Boards of Canada in the background. Okay, what's happening in the world of bicycle culture? Let's look at San Francisco. What's going on in San Francisco? The Great San Francisco Bike Ride is back. It didn't happen last year, but it's happening on September 4th on Sunday. There's going to be this big race, it used to be called T-Mobile. Let's see what it's called this year. Oh, I'll have to get back to you on that. It's not in the schedule, but there's a big bike race, and let's see. Before that is the San Francisco Bike Ride. It's back. Ride like the pros on Sunday, September 4th. Come and enjoy the novelty of cruising the car-free city streets during the Great San Francisco Bike Ride. SFBC, San Francisco Bike Coalition, is hosting this fun, non-competitive community ride that encompasses a 5-mile loop of the San Francisco Grand Prix race course, including the Taylor Street Hill, so don't miss it. And you save $5 by registering right away. Go to sfbike.org/bikeride. So that's the ride that's going to happen before the San Francisco Grand Prix bike race. That's a professional race that happens later on in the day. There's a women's ride followed by the men's ride. Last year, Lance was in it. Oh my God, I mentioned Lance. This is the first time Bikescape has ever mentioned the L person. Notice we didn't ever mention that race that happens in France for the last few months. There's other radio shows that do cover that. So we cover bike culture, and that is a part of bike culture. But we're not anti-race. We might cover an alley cat or something sometime, but we'll see. Anyway, so that's the bike race and the bike ride that's happening. There'll be posters all over town soon about that. And the Bike Coalition is looking for people to get up super early in the morning and help out with the tabling and the bike ride registration and the early morning setup and all that. Volunteer night at the SFBC, that's Wednesday. This Wednesday, that would have been last Wednesday. Look at the sfbike.org website to check which Wednesday it is, but it's there. I'll put a link to it on the show notes. I'd like you to, it's a good place to meet people. I know people who have boyfriends and girlfriends who've met. Probably marriages have started on volunteer night. It's a great place to meet people, and it's fun. Stuffing envelopes and talking to people and eating pizza, all that kind of stuff. Let's see. What's the date on this one? August 12th, Friday. That's tomorrow. If you're hearing this in time, Meteors in Marin, late night ride, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Meet at the Panhandle Statue at Fallon Baker. We'll bike away from the city lights to Marin to catch the peak of the Perseid meteor shower. Bring front and rear lights, warm clothes, it gets cold at night, blankets and pillows, and of course, hors d'oeuvres to share. Heavy fog cancels because you can't see meteors in the fog. Ride is free for SFBC members. If you're not a member, they want $5 from you. The new bike lanes on Potrero Avenue are in, and everybody's very happy about that. Let's see, the SFBC wants to have a celebration to give thanks and remembrance. Join us at noon for a dedication of at the San Francisco General Hospital Comfort Garden at Potrero and 22nd on the northeast corner. There's going to be a memorial for dedication of a memorial for Elizabeth Dominguez, who was this little girl who was killed. Very sad. She was not on a bike. She was just walking down the street. Anyway, that's going to be happening at 12 noon on at Potrero del Sol Park is where that's happening. Party's always better when everybody pitches in. If you want to bring cookies and lemonade, you can always also want to bring a garbage bag and a broom. That would be great. You can talk to Andy Thornley at 431 Bike, extension 307. He's also at andy@sfbike.org. So that's San Francisco. New York is always very exciting these days. You know, they just don't give up. These are Time's Up people. Time's Up is this advocacy organization. You may have heard the interview with them on the Bike Summer podcast, Bike Summer LA. They were down in LA. But they're a New York group, and they just got a million things happening. They organized the Bike National Convention last year during the Republican convention. And now they're going to do part two, the Bike National Convention part two. In celebration of our great biking community, Time's Up is hosting over 2 weeks of rides, workshops, and events to commemorate another year of bicycle activism and enthusiasm. Starting this Friday, that's tomorrow, the 12th, the BNC will provide New Yorkers and visitors a chance to participate in rides that showcase New York's unique bike riding environment and the communities of cyclists who inhabit and support it. So there's going to be a lot of things. There's going to be, they have the usual movie night that they have every Thursday at 8 p.m. This week, the Yes Men, well, that's tonight, so you're going to miss that. Still We Ride, that was the film that was shown in L.A. for the first time during Bike Summer. I got to see it. It's a great film about the crackdown on critical mass in New York and how they seem to be pulling out of it and surviving. So that's a great film. August 18th at the Time's Up Space, 49 East Houston Street between Mott and Mulberry. Brooklyn Critical Mass, Friday, August 12th, also tomorrow. They have a welding workshop and puppet making extravaganza on Saturday, August 13th at 2 p.m. at the Time's Up Space, 49 East Houston. The Prospect Park Moonlight Ride, Saturday, August 13th at 9 p.m., the Grand Army Plaza entrance to Prospect Park. Let's see, there's a bunch of things. I think I mentioned that last week anyway. The Still We Ride Ride, Thursday, August 18th, 7 p.m., Union Square North. They leaves at 7 p.m. sharp. The Cyclone Ride, Friday, August 20th, 7 p.m. on the Manhattan side of the Brooklyn Bridge, southwest corner of Chambers and Center Street, Park Row. Or you can meet at 725 at the Carroll Street Drawbridge in Brooklyn between Nevins and Bond. Or you can meet at 7:50 p.m. at the 69th Street Pier in Brooklyn at the Shore Parkway Bike Path entrance. You take 68th Street past Owl's Head Park and bear right, it says. There's on on August 20th at 1 p.m., the infamous Four Borough Bohemian Bike Bonanza. 1 p.m. at the southwest corner of McCarran Park, Bedford and North 12th in Williamsburg, which is in Brooklyn. And then it says here, Midnight Riders. Now that happened in L.A., and I guess Bike Summer exported it. All those Time's Up people were down in L.A., and they heard all the good things about Midnight Riders, and looks like they've brought it to New York. That's one of the great things about Bike Summer. It spreads the word. Midnight Riders, Saturday, August 20th at 10 p.m. They're meeting in the middle of the Brooklyn Bridge. The ride leaves at 10:30 p.m. That sounds like fun. I wish I was in New York. It's going to be nice and warm, and it'll be great. So that goes on into the night. It's a tradition in L.A. nowadays, much more popular than Critical Mass, and looks like they're going to try and do it in New York, too. And that seems to be it for New York. So what else do I have to say? Oh, I have some administrivia to deal with. I got a disturbing email today from someone who's having trouble getting these podcasts, the last two podcasts in particular, to work in his first-generation iPod. So if anybody else is having that trouble, I seem to actually have that trouble too. I was horrified to see. So I'm checking into it. A workaround is that he discovered is that you can take that file, drop it through iTunes into the library, and go to Advanced and change it to an AAC file, then you'll be able to hear it in your iPod. Otherwise, you can just listen to it as is in iTunes. That's why I had no idea it wasn't working. So if anybody has any kind of problem listening to this podcast or has any suggestions, please email me at bikescape@sbcglobal.net. And I would love to hear any kind of feedback, but especially I'd like to know if you're not able to hear. That's very important to me. So try the workaround, and by next, this podcast is being done the old-fashioned way. I'm not sure what happened on the last two podcasts. I put them together in Audacity, and which is an editing program, and I can't see why it should have gone wrong, but I'm looking into it. I'll do some research. I'm going to go on the forums. I'll deal with it. Enough of that. What else? I think that's it. I know I'm forgetting something, but I'm going to let it slide. So, everybody, take the lane and listen to Bikescape next week. Oh, and I want to say, stay subscribed, or get subscribed if you're listening to this in any one of a number of places, Indie Media Radio, or if you're listening on the A-Infos website, or Critical Mass Radio Network. Go to iTunes and do a search for Bikescape and check it out. There's other bike podcasts out there, too, that you can check out. The Bike Show from London, England. And there's Bike Talk Radio, as I said, from Davis, California. There's a Triathlon Show out of Texas. There's all sorts of great stuff out there, so check it out. And I'm looking for my iTunes. We're going to put on some John Cale, a song called Bicycle. Bye, everybody. Take it easy.